here's a fact. On this International Women's Day, black women are taking on the most dangerous, lowest-paying jobs in healthcare. Jeanette Dill is a health policy researcher and sociologist at the University of Minnesota. Her new study, along with a sociologist at UMass, shows the role of structural racism in this situation and what we can do to help these vulnerable caregivers. Dill speaks with Dimitri about black women's role in your care.
They're more likely to work in healthcare than any other gender or racial ethnic group. About 25% of black women work in healthcare. They're concentrated in two places that have the lowest wages and also the most dangerous and hardest working conditions: long-term care and aide and licensed practical nurse occupations.
Can we talk about why this is?
In our paper, we make the argument that historically white women have had much more access to things like higher education that have allowed them to go into occupations like registered nursing, where they have been in jobs where they get to do more professionalized work, while black women have been in jobs where they do more of the dirty work of healthcare, hands-on labor, caring for bodies, feeding, bathing, things like that. And so black women have had less access to education and therefore less access to more what we would call highly skilled jobs within the healthcare sector.
What can we do to help these women who are quite literally in the work of prolonging our lives?
So raising wages for nursing assistants, home care aides, home health aides, personal care aides, etc. These are the jobs where black women and other women of color are concentrated, and they tend to be very low wage, low benefit, high precarity kinds of jobs. And it's also an area where we're experiencing extreme shortages of workers right now. A second recommendation that we have is to create what we could call career ladders within the healthcare sector. There are many ways that people can move up within the healthcare system. It's very stratified, but it requires some support because in order to move up, you almost always have to go back to school. So there can be ways that we can support individuals to help them move up that nursing career ladder or to become an ultrasound tech or a radiation tech. That can provide enormous upward social mobility for people, but we need to provide supports for people to do that, including tuition, including helping them to maintain health benefits while they work part-time or paying for them to go to school.
I wonder if it's particularly vexing to work in healthcare and to not have health benefits.
Oh, absolutely. Many, many direct care workers, home health aides, home care aides, personal care aides, don't have health insurance. They have very contingent, precarious jobs, and many of them are on Medicaid. Employers could certainly be more supportive there. There's opportunities for states to take more responsibility. Many home care aides and personal care aides are essentially paid by the state through Medicaid. So, you know, states could take more responsibility for health insurance for these workers as well. Just really a historical legacy for black women and other women of color providing care in our country from the time of slavery and domestic labor and now through low-wage work. And we have an expectation that women of color will provide this care for us. They will do this body work for us, and they will do it very cheaply. And I think we take that for granted. We have a cultural assumption that they're there to care for us. And all of us rely on that in ways that we don't even recognize.
University of Minnesota health policy researcher and sociologist Jeanette Dill. Read about her new study regarding the major role black women play in healthcare at WTOP.com. Search Health Affairs.